Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Hope you had a great Labor Day. I know, Frank, you kind of worked a little bit. I know I did, just a little bit. But it was great. It was a great kind of, you know, chill kind of holiday weekend. Aside from getting kind of stranded in my car because it, you know, kind of cut out on me, it was great. Well, thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to get into, once again, we got some new information on the bionics out there in the medical science area, so we're going to talk about that. We got some other stuff and our quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, our righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. I hope you are too. Today's devotional, let's see, is from Psalms 103. The Lord says, "The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear me, and my righteousness upon children's children." And then if we go over here to Proverbs 3, it says, "My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments, for length of days and a long life and peace shall they add unto you." Amen. I'll take it. You know, and seek the Lord's face and read the scripture, because you're not going to know what the Lord wants and expects of you unless you read that stuff. Just dust off that Bible and get in there. The Lord will help you understand it, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, we're going to Finland. Swedish people not happy with their universal health care. Oh, do tell. Oh, yeah, the Swedes have little confidence that the politicians there are going to solve the problem. Their chief analysis of progressiveness at the Arena IED think tank says there's a risk that there's going to be a loss of faith from the people in their welfare state. It's eroding. Oh, wow. Here's an example. Asa Nader didn't know whether to worry more about being diagnosed with a hole in her heart at the age of 21 or having to wait a year for the Swedish doctors to fix it. Yeah, she said, "I fell apart," she says, "when I found this out." She says, "long agonizing months until I finally had my operation at the age of 23. So Swedish law actually stipulates patients shouldn't have to wait more than 90 days to have surgery. So there went that. You know, she had to wait a year. So Swedes are also complaining about not being able to see their own regular general practitioner. What does that sound like? And also, there's a lack of continuity in the universal healthcare. They said that a lot of their doctors and nurses in growing numbers are temporary hires. They're not permanent staff, so they get to see different people. It's like, you know. Guess how much, hey Frank, guess how much the Swedes are paying for their universal Everybody gets free health care. You want to take a guess, Frank? Frank's thinking about it. Well, we know in the UK, the Brits, they're paying 20% of their income to their free health care. Frank says 20%. Nope. The Swedes pay more than 50% of their pay for this kind of health care. Over 50%. I didn't make it up. I know. Yikes. That's incredible. Well, moving along in the quack report, put the Swedes on our prayer list. Hey, Frank, take a guess in the airport. Which is the most unsanitary surface that you would be touching in the airport? Not on the airplane, but in the airport. Because there says researchers, University of Nottingham, went out and collected all surfaces, air samples. They wanted to see at the Helsinki airport, where are you going to pick up the most disease? Check-in counter. Well, that was one of them, actually. Very good, Frank. They did swab check-in counters. They took peak times 7 to 9, and then 9 to 11, and then 2 to 4. And they took samples from the toilets, the plastic trays that you throw your stuff in for security check through, armrests and chairs in the waiting areas, handrails on your stairs and escalators, any plastic toys that children may play with, as well as luggage trolleys, lift and payment terminal buttons, check-in and machine scans, as well as your desk and glass dividers at airport controls. And so, well, I'll cut to the chase. The security trays that you throw your wallet, your keys, your shoes into to go through security, I'm going to tell you, it had more viruses and bacteria than even the toilets. Okay, they said common cold viruses, flu and pneumonia, even bladder infectious bacteria, as well as SARS, and even viruses that can cause brain damage were on these trays. Because you know what? They rarely get disinfected. Rarely. All right, last but not least in the quack report, University of Pennsylvania has an incubator. Guess what they're doing there? Well, they're growing little human brains called mini brains, and these are little balls of cells. They can't think or feel, but Scientific Journal is writing articles on this stuff. It's called cerebral organoids. They are supposed to be mirrors to the early brain development in the womb. Yes, Frank, I'm sure they're democratic brains. Yes, okay. And the question people are asking is, do these brains have a consciousness? Well, the scientists, you know what they said? They don't know. I don't know. So scientists are using these mini brains to study brain function and to test, I guess, drugs and other things. And the little balls of brains floating around in, I guess, a petri dish. Isn't that great? Organoids, mini brains. What is the world coming to? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Alrighty. I know we're going to be coming up to a fast break here, so we're just going to set up the first segment. We're going to be talking about bionic research. You know, hey, Frank, do you remember the Bionic Man, the $6 million man, the TV series? That was in 1974 and 78. Actor Lee Majors starred in that TV series, and and a lot of people, you know, in the 70s remember it. So he was really kind of a Superman, a Hercules, all these superheroes roll into one because he was a human-machine hybrid. So the show was, you know, kind of at that time mythical, right? But the research into bionics has really been around a while, and it's been the focus of research in the areas of prosthetics. So we're going to jump into this and give you some heads up on what's going on, and right after this break, be right back.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Rocking it out there, Frank. All right, we're talking about here on Herb Talk the bionic research back in the news. In the 70s, we had Lee Majors and played Steve Austin, the $6 million man. Also, you know, remember it was the first Star Wars came out? You know, wasn't that 75, 76? And also, movie viewers were again made aware of bionic limbs in the Star Wars episodes. And we are really led to believe through Hollywood that motorized limbs are capable of functioning like natural ones, even maybe stronger than human flesh. So we're going to check out where this area of medicine is up to, what they're doing, where they're headed, and what you may see roaming in your sidewalk soon. Well, let's touch on the bionics a little bit, because according to the Smithsonian Institute, there's this company called Touch Bionics, and they're manufacturing bionic a mechanical wonders called iLimb. So prosthetics are becoming more sophisticated and even natural looking. They contain what is called lifelike skin with sensors to, you know, imitate the sensation and touch. Even has heat sensors in it so it feels warm. They also have software and batteries and micro compressors. So the exterior skin kind of feels like real skin. And has that perfect body temperature. So the goal of this industry is making bionic limbs, and it's to make them to be able to connect the limbs to the human brain so that quadriplegics and amputees can be able to use and control their artificial limbs and bionics. And it's also, you know, going to be used, obviously, in the robot industry. That's where that's headed as well. So a lot of bionic and technology. So in the future, it may become kind of impossible to tell the difference between a human and a machine. Now, that freaks me out. You know, it's right up there with the Schwarzenegger movies and stuff. All right, well, what's driving this revolution? Well, the bionic industry has gone ahead and has manufactured really a whole bionic human. So the bionic version of a human, a man, which has internal organs, all bionic, by the way. And these organs are also being designed to be used in, for transplant purposes, you know, options for human organs. So there already is a bionic spleen, pancreas, and lungs. Now, currently, science reports that it has successfully built over 50% of the human body with this type of technology. They are working on getting multiple artificial organs to work together. And this is a whole new era within science. It's really grappling with ethics on bionics, They're calling it bioethics, by the way. And Frank, I know, right now it's hard to tell sometimes men from women, and they're all flesh and blood. I get that. Well, here is a quote from Rich Walker. He's director of Touch Bionics. He says, the question is, how much of a human being can be replaced and still be considered human? End of quote. Now, that's kind of a creepy little question. What do you think of that, Frank? I think that's kind of creepy. How much of we can we replace you with, but you're still technically a human? Wow. Well, one question science is trying to figure out is, will the implanted technology interfere with how the human person relates to other people? And I'm sure that the industry is going to evolve, and there will be, you know, other questions that you and I really never thought would have to be asked, you know, questions like this. Does a bionic man or robot have human rights? Or can a bionic man or robot become president? How about, can a bionic man that is half human marry a robot? I mean, it's craziness. I know. So this whole subject can really get a bit ridiculous. And I'm all for amputees and paralyzed people feeling more whole and regaining lost functions. But I think the cutoff is when the technology offers superhuman capabilities such as a brain that functions as fast as a computer or a bionic eye that can see much further or through barriers. So let's face it, the average person, if they knew someone had a bionic hand, they may wonder if there was justified concern regarding superhuman strength that could crush fingers with a handshake. Frank, would you shake the hand of somebody that told you they had a bionic arm and hand? Would you kind of like be hesitant, or would you just go for it and shake their hand? I mean, I don't know. You have to wonder about that stuff, you know, could the hand malfunction? So make no mistake, you know, the bionics area wants to eliminate all disabilities, and that's commendable. But designing products that moves and operates like a human body, well, that's their huge challenge. That's their challenge right now. But there is some ancient history, and ancient history, you know, is always good to keep tabs on that. For right now, ancient history is with the Egyptians when it comes to, well, when it comes to prosthetics, absolutely craziness. Frank, are we long in our, no, we're not long in the break. We're good. Okay. It's reported that the ancient Egyptians were the first to make prosthetics. So a 3,000-year-old mummy was uncovered. He had a fake toe. It was made out of wood and was attached with a leather strap around his foot. So more functional and mechanical limbs were also created around the 16th century, but we've just gotten more sophisticated since then. But the problem with bionics, you know, going past the, you know, prosthetic part and doing bionic organs and things like that, the biggest challenge is with the with this artificial technology attached to the human body that will interface, if you will, with it, is getting around that built-in defenses called your immune system. Because the immune system sees bionics as a foreign object, and then your inflammation kicks in and all this other stuff. So the artificial pancreas, for some reason, had some bugs that they were working out. They were testing it in the animals, and there was some severe immune system reactions. And what happened is it created adhesions when the immune system attacked it, and it formed creating scar tissue, which essentially then petrified. When you get petrified scar tissue, it's like bone. They have to chip it away. So the other problem is bionics with regard to blood tends to make blood clots form. Body doesn't like it. So this is a real big dilemma with things like bionic lungs, because blood flows through the lungs, see? Well, and what are these things? Hey, Frank, do you want to guess how much bionic limbs cost? Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot. He says a lot. Yeah. Well, the bionics do cost a lot to research and make. So the market for them is going to be limited at first. So here's an example. If you got a bionic robotic upper limb, you know, either arm or thigh and leg, you're looking anywhere from, depending how sophisticated, anywhere from $20,000 to $120,000. Now, the private insurance area pays about 50% of that. However, some insurance companies are looking at the long-term care of amputees that use bionic limbs, and what they find is that the bionic limbs help decrease long-term costs because people, they're lighter, they're more comfortable, so the person can move around more, not feel tired, so it reduces obesity, heart disease, arthritis, joint pain, and other diseases. Therefore, some of these insurance companies are now covering 80% of the cost of these bionic limbs. Now, as research continues and the costs come down, this area, you know, is going to explode with investors. So, however, we are about 15 years maybe out from this launch, and we're told that the scientists in this area are really enthusiastic. They have plans for bionics helping stroke patients and patients with bone diseases. So that's where that's going. But I want to get to this new thing. It's the bionic eye. This is a really kind of interesting and creepy at the same time. The researchers at the University of Minnesota, what they did is they used a 3D printer to include light receptors, and they produce a prototype of a bionic eye. So we're told that the researchers will help the blind to see, and the research got published in the Journal of Advanced Materials. So here's a quote from Michael McAlpine. He's a professor of mechanical engineering at the University of Minnesota. And he says, bionic eyes are thought of as science fiction, but now we're closer than ever using multiple material 3D printers, end of quote. So according to the researchers, the challenge was really printing electronics on a curved surface. So using a base ink that had silver particles in it, the printer can do that. They also experimented with semiconducting polymers to print the photodiodes and then to convert the light into electricity. So at this stage, that process of a conversion takes about an hour. So they decided to try the 3D printer because of the microfabrication facilities aren't able to print on curved surfaces. So this same team also won an award in 2017 for printing a bionic ear on a 3D printer. So the 3D printer has really become popular with scientific medicine because it can print lifelike organs, and they are looking into also creating bionic skin. Well, we got to take a little break, but we'll be back with more.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
We're talking about bionics. Yes, bionics. You know, because the next challenge with this bionic eyeball thing, they have to be able to print on soft hemispherical materials if they want to use bionic eyes for implantation into humans. So if you are on the newsletters list from the powerherbs.com website, you would get a really cool picture of this prototype bionic eye. Of course, the newsletters are only delivered by email. So you can go to the powerherbs.com website, click books and newsletters, and sign up for free. There is no subscription fee, and get empowered. Yeah, get a heads up out there. All right, so we've got a lot of imagination out there in science, and, you know, mankind seems to be following his imaginations, whatever's in his heart to do. So we really need to use a lot of wisdom to guard against new inventions that could be used for good but also for evil. So I have questions regarding, you know, this side of medicine and how we can guard against the corruption here. So here are some questions. For example, could bionics be crafted to offer an unfair advantage instead of just bridging the gap for a lost function? And could bionics lend itself to become a superhero obsession for some? And could a black market of unauthorized bionics develop, offering more than the standard human capabilities? All questions I have. So we live in interesting times. And we're kind of witnessing this faster pace to technology, and perhaps only the robots will be able to keep up with it eventually. But some are arguing humans are already on the road of becoming slaves to the technology. So I like to care for my original equipment, you know. So any kind of implant is really going to cause an immune system to reject it. And implants require patients to take drugs to prevent body rejection. So aside from trauma and birth defects, I think, you know, it's much easier to protect your original equipment as much as you can. And don't neglect your lifestyle and then your cleansing of your system on a semi-annual basis. This also lends itself to avoid as many prescription meds as possible. So no one wants to be a hostage to their drugs, and anti-rejection medicines cost about $100,000 a year. Who could afford that? So if you want, call Apothecary Herbs. They have organic herbal organ cleanses, immune boosting, and metabolic support formulas. These are professional strength. No, they are all non-GMO. You give a call to order at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, you can ask for a free product catalog and thepowerherbs.com. You can also download the catalog from there. Thepowerherbs.com is where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget, today is the last day of their Labor Day sale. It will end at midnight tonight. So you can save 20% on orders of $45 or more. So I would say get to getting if you haven't gotten over there. You've been kind of putting it off. All right, so we're going to be talking about some drugs and the math that goes with our medications, because, you know, as drugs, well, they're used all over the world. And the amount of drugs that are dispensed and used is continuing to go up. And so,
it kind of makes you wonder, what is the percentage of the prescribed medicine actually proven to work? So aside from drug study hype, there has got to be some empirical history on how that proves drugs cure people. So you may be surprised that with how the math is actually going to work out with this with regards to our drug culture. Now, patients are kind of accustomed to popping a bunch of pills for just about every symptom under the sun. And it can be much easier, though, to put a drug in your system than to deal with the cause of the symptom. And the increase in the number of Americans that are taking medications has jumped from 39% to over 48% just between 2007 and 2010. So let's take a look at this percentage of success brought about by prescription medicines and their medical drug culture therapy. Well, according to some statistics at the CDC, in the United States, about 48.7% of Americans are taking one prescription med, and the stats drop to 21.8% when they're on three medications, and it drops further to 10.7% when people are taking five or more medications. So the three classifications in which drug companies sell the most drugs are going to be your painkillers, your analgesics, your cholesterol-lowering drugs, your statin drugs, and your antidepressants. So it is really interesting that these three drug categories are at the top of the pill pop and heap here. And it is a no accident. I think it's by design. So painkillers will make patients addicted to the drug pretty quickly if patients aren't careful. Cholesterol drugs are on a cellular level, make your cells fall apart. And I got that information from a chemist who used to work for the drug companies that used to design those drugs. He says your cells literally fall apart on anti-cholesterol statin drugs. And this kind of leads patients to a bunch of other illnesses when that happens. And also the antidepressants, they offer a lot of behavioral problems in patients, and it offers more severe risks. So are these three categories of drugs working to cure people, or are they doing what they're designed to do and create patients for life and give them more problems to need more prescriptions? What a majority of people are figuring out is that there is a double-edged sword when you start to use medication, prescription medications. Here's a quote from Julia Holmes. She's with Analytical Studies at the CDC's National Center for Health and Statistics. And she said, isn't that the case with all forms of medical technology? There is always a potential for inappropriate use. End of quote. Well, I guess drugs can fall into the medical technology area because they are synthetics. Now let's look at some government reports. The U.S. government has actually documented, they have a file that shows that prescription drug therapy is not a cure. So in 2010, 5.1 million Americans were on prescription pain medicine, which is enough to medicate every adult in the United States for about a month. And according to that report, medical professionals are overwhelmed with unintended consequences when we use these medications because they're causing things like bacterial resistance, drug addictions, adverse events, and adverse interactions. So the CDC is reporting that the runner-up category of the top-selling drugs are for the conditions like heart disease, hypertension, kidney disease. It also is reporting that the narcotic medications used by patients have actually tripled the death rate in patients. And the CDC is reporting that the spending on drug therapy has gone down, mainly due to the lower cost of the generic drugs. It's not that we're using less. It's that we're, you know, the patent ran out. So these drugs are a lot of them are made overseas now in countries like India and China. Here is a quote from Ann Burns. She's vice president of American Pharmacists Association. She says, if one in 10 Americans is taking five or more drugs, this raises concerns about potential drug interactions. Really? Well, here's a study that was done at Oregon State University, and it was looking at several large clinical trials paid for by the U.S. National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. So the public is clamoring for more transparency regarding scientific ethics and more probes into the clinical data that's being carried out, you know, convincing us to take more meds. So the research team looked at 55 studies, in which 30 got published before the regulatory safeguards were put in place, and 25 were published after the safeguards. So when they looked at the 25 studies that were published after the safeguards, that means stiffer regulations were active, the team discovered only two studies had any positive outcomes. So in the group of the 30 studies that were published before the stiffer regulations were put in place, 17 trials were reported to have positive outcomes. So the stiffer regulations were in place to try to prevent altering the data, making the study outcome look better than it was. So in this instance now, the research team analyzed all these studies involving the treatments for, let's say, heart disease. And the team suggested that they would probably find similar outcomes when they're looking at the trials for the treatments for things like diabetes and cancer and you name it. So they were saying that most of these studies are bogus. So the conclusion that the research team made is that only 8% of the medical treatments being reviewed offered any positive effect. 8%. Of your heart meds, your diabetic meds, you know, all these clinical trials, they're supposedly, you know, peer review, double blind, for treatments you're probably taking right now. Here is a quote from the medical pharmaceutical text, which states, relatively few doctors ever report adverse drug reactions to the FDA. And the reasons range from not knowing such a reporting system exists to fear of being sued, end of quote. So if they're not being reported, all this data is going to be skewed? Well, according to a report, the UK Telegraph, National Health Services over there, officials are being bribed by drug companies to use their drugs in their socialized healthcare programs. Okay, the Affordable Care Act over here would be the equivalent. So a report that health officials are being wined and dined, as well as being offered significant sums of money to change their healthcare policies and mandate the drug therapies. So in the UK, it has been a policy that any therapeutic treatment needs to be based on solid research and evidence that it works and it's affordable. Apparently, the drug companies don't have clinical research to support their drugs' work and are worth the cost. So the drug companies have been known to sweeten bribery and offer any health official who is in charge of the health policies to have a seat on their advisory panel. Boy, we got to take a break. More juicy tidbits on the other side. Be right back.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. 3663, International 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
And we're talking about the math working out to how effective prescription drug therapy is. And this is from science itself. This isn't something I'm making up. I'm just using their reports to prove a point. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, your JAMA journal, adverse events and deaths caused by drug therapy are said to be 400,000 drug deaths to 120,000 adverse events each year. But these numbers are kind of skewed because the FDA director of drug assessment says not everything is reported. Here is Jerry Phillips, associate director, FDA's Office of Post-Marketing Drug Risk Assessment. He says in the broader area of adverse drug reaction data, the 250,000 reports received annually probably represent only 5% of the actual reactions that occur. This is from Dr. Jay Cohen. He says, because only 5% of adverse drug reactions are reported, there are, in fact, 5 million medication reactions each year. Ooh. Ooh. Well, researchers at the University of Minnesota state they uncovered evidence that the drug companies delay reporting adverse events caused by their drugs on purpose. They have installed what is called mechanisms to cause the delay or to conceal the adverse event. And we should also take note, adverse drug reactions that were not expected because the reaction is not on the list from the drug manufacturer, therefore they're not considered unexpected reactions, or they are considered unexpected reactions, so they don't get reported because they weren't on the list. How does that make sense? Well, drug companies get around the current laws by spending more time verifying reports of the adverse events, and in particular on patient death, which delay the reports getting filed. We're still reviewing it. That's probably what you're going to hear. So what's wrong with this picture? Current federal law has any adverse drug reports should include death, and they have to go to the drug manufacturer instead of the FDA? How does that make sense? Frank, okay, so you make something that's deadly, and the government says the reports have to come back to you and not to the federal agencies that could stop you from producing this death product. How does this make sense? While the doctors are less able to make safe patient care choices if vital information is delayed or hidden, especially when newly approved treatments that have limited clinical testing, well, in the law, it states justice delayed is justice denied. Obviously, 007 isn't the only one with a license to kill. And here's a quote from Dr. Pinar Medic, University of Minnesota School of Public Health, Minneapolis. He says, our analysis provided evidence that drug manufacturers delay reporting of serious adverse events to the FDA. Strikingly, adverse events with patient death were more likely to be delayed. End of quote. maybe even lost. Hey, computers do have delete buttons, you know, right? You would have us think they don't have delete buttons? Well, it would appear that 8% of the prescribed drug therapy is shown to be clinically effective. That's medical science saying that. The research is also showing positive outcomes with regard to controlling or diminishing the symptoms. However, the empirical history of drug use shows a different outcome. There is this trade-off of the side effects, which medicine does not consider a negative outcome at all. And I suspect that if researchers were to consider the side effects, the underreported rate of adverse events, and the drug would be discontinued and the symptoms of disease, you know, would return. Most drugs would produce a negative outcome if the effective rate plummets. So drugs with control symptoms make patients hostages to their diseases. That's not a cure. And by the way, there's this thing, ethic in the medical realm, that a doctor can't prescribe a medication unless it's to treat a disease. Okay? So if you take a drug and you get a side effect, the doctor writes a prescription for that symptom of the side effect. So what, in essence, the drug gave you was a secondary disease. But you don't think of it that way. They just say, oh, it's just a side effect. Here, let me write you something for that. Well, the question every patient really needs to ask is, will the drug therapy help my body overcome my disease, or is it simply going to manage my symptoms of my disease? It's really simple, cure versus disease management. And disease management is really programmed into the healthcare system. Health is our individual responsibility, and sometimes we do need help, and we're turning to people for help, but what they're doing is they're just letting you live as comfortably as possible with your disease until you die or you don't have health care insurance or money to pay them. Well, once you pass that off to a medical doctor, you're going to run the risk of becoming you know, you're handing your health over to a doctor, and he's going to write your prescription, and the drug's going to make you more toxic. It's going to make your metabolic system weaker. And I have often observed that anyone who is treated for, let's say, heart disease with a lot of these drugs has about 10 years before they get the news that they now have congestive heart failure or some other prognosis that's really not very good. So the heart drugs weaken the cardio system to the extent that it collapses under the strain. And I always look at for therapies that strengthen instead of weaken a system. So you want to look at the long-term goals. Do your homework. And a lot of times when you're talking with your doctor, I know you probably like your doctor. He's great or she's great. But a lot of times it's all in what you ask, how you ask the questions. It's kind of like talking to the government. You're not going to get the answers unless you ask the right questions. So ask the right questions. Ask your doctor, hey, would you take this drug? Or what would you do instead of taking it? Yeah. So if your organ's weak, the last thing you want to do is take a drug that chemically forces it to function. Instead, you want to support that organ, take the burden and the metabolic stress off of it. And there are natural therapies and lifestyles that help you do that. There's things you could do to cardiovascular strengthen yourself. But you're not taught that. You're taught to go take a pill and forget about it. So I truly think our healthcare industry, really, it's a corporation. And my feeling is, this is just my opinion, aside from trauma care, your medical establishment is more about making you a patient for life, giving you the illusion of wellness. Now, the Asian continent, I've said this before, but it's such a good analogy. The Asian people pay their doctor a few cents a day while they're well. And when they get sick, they stop paying him. So over there, it's in the doctor's best interest to keep you well, not sick. Over here in America, it's the opposite. Best interest is to keep you with the illusion of wellness, but you're really sick because you need this drug. And by the way, the medical definition of cure
is to reinstate you to your original state of wellness. Okay. Now, if you're taking blood pressure meds, all those drugs are doing is artificially lowering your blood pressure. And how many of you out there have heard you can never come off this drug or you can have a heart attack and die? The reason is the drug artificially blocks the signal that the brain is given to the heart that says, hey, I need more blood flow and oxygen up here. And so the moment you stop taking your drug, an artificially strong signal goes from the brain to the heart and you can have a heart attack because that brain is still trying to send the signal. And all it's doing is blocking the signal so your heart quits working so hard. Problem not fixed. This is like a big Band-Aid on a big, huge, wound. So not a fix at all. And it really puts you in dire straits because what if you can't get your medicine? What if there's some sort of, emergency or national problem? Like a storm, and you can't get to medical facilities and you can't get your medicines. People in Louisiana found that out when a hurricane came into the Gulf. A lot of people couldn't get their diabetic meds, their heart meds, and they died. So I am here, I think, to tell you now's the time to learn how to wean off those types of treatments and get strong again. So if you've been on drugs a while, I would say longer than 6 months, your body is using that chemistry as a crutch from those drugs. So you're going to have to, if you want off of them, don't go cold turkey. If you want more information on how you might want to investigate going about that, there is a handout that you can get. And you would want to take a strengthener product that's all organic and natural while you wean off the synthetic one. So, once you get strong, you're not supposed to need anything. And you're going to have to, make sure your lifestyle is clean and good because a lot of times, we make our sick based on what we're eating. We're just not eating right. Keep it clean. Keep it kind of basic. Eat your fruits and vegetables in the original packaging if you can. Instead of sugary apple juice, eat an apple. And the fiber and the pectin is really good for the bowel system. So we've gotten way off course in a lot of things, and one of them is organic health. We've gotten way off course. And, of course, we have to do more now because our world is so toxic, and we have to do more. And it's hard shopping for organic fruits and vegetables and grass-fed meats, really good chickens and eggs and things. But it's well worth it. Your health is going to just, you're going to thrive. So spend the money there rather than at the doctor's office and live well out there and be well. I'm about out of time. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call for a free product catalog. Or if you'd like to do your cleansing, immune boosting, metabolic strengthening, the number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. It's professional strength. All right. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice from a medical professional before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.